Track 121.
Hello, Jim Towns here. Welcome to today's Pet Spot. We have Sue Green in the studio. Good morning, Sue. So, what's in the news about pets?
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for inviting me on the show. This article says that children can learn a lot from looking after a pet. The things they learn can help them in other parts of their lives.
Is this news? Children love dogs, cats, and small animals. We know that.
Ah, yes. But what do they learn? I'd like to talk about that.
OK. So what's the first thing they learn?
Perhaps the most important is food. Children often feed the pet. Even young children can do this. Usually they do it because an adult tells them to. But when children do it every day, they learn that the pet feels hungry and thirsty just like they do.
Okay, I can understand that. I remember when I was a boy, we had a dog and I brushed its coat.
Well, that's my next point about looking after animals, keeping animals clean. Animals don't like to be dirty. With small animals, like rats or mice, we clean their cages once a week. Older children can do that, and younger children can help their older brothers and sisters or their parents.
Yes, true. So, is there anything else children learn from looking after pets?
Just one more thing. Animals are not toys. They're living things like you and me. When children have animals around them, they learn to be kind to them, to play with them nicely, and not to hurt them.
Well, that's very interesting, Sue. Thanks for coming on today's programme. Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Bye.